Pittsburgh's hottest breakfast show.
From the Animal Ark Rescue Centre in Chartwell, Tracy Otto joins us this morning. How are you doing, Tracy?
Good morning. I'm doing very
it's
well,
cold,
thank
eh?
You. It's very cold.
Morning.
Very morning, Johnny.
Started in 2011. I'm just thinking cold. Must be cold for the animals.
It is. Look, they've got their kennels and we make them as warm as possible.
Yeah.
You know, we've got the hospital which is heated and so they're comfortable as we can make them. But obviously we'd like a bed for them to lie on.
Sure. Tracy, before we get into just exactly what you do at the Ark Rescue Centre, there seems to be a very sad growing of animals being left destitute or thrown away or neglected. Is this because of maybe the state of the way South Africa is, because we can't afford to look after the animals, or is it just that people are there too many animals?
I think it's everything. I think there's too many animals. I think people are immigrating. That all the rescues are full. Where are these animals going? People can't take their animals with. They're moving into smaller complexes. They're not allowing animals.
Yeah.
People are breeding a lot more.
You know, really?
I think a lot of people think it's easy money. So we're finding a lot more puppies being sold on the side of the road. A lot of people think they can make money out of this. So we're getting a lot of puppies through this.
Yeah.
And it's getting worse. It definitely is getting worse.
I mean, I just find it, I don't know how anybody could do it. I remember there was a story a couple of weeks ago of a man who was caught on camera, stopping his car, getting out, taking the dogs out of the car, and then just leaving them and driving off.
We have this all the time.
I mean, it's just sickening.
I think it's also because they can't get them into a rescue. So
okay. It's
easier to just dump it. And I have people saying to me, well, if you can't take them, I'm just going to go dump them.
Yeah.
You know, rather have the dog put down than just go and dump it on the side of the road. What's going to happen to that dog?
You see the same thing with cats as well.
Yes.
Sure. Okay, so you started your rescue center back in 2011. And why did you start this?
I'd got involved in welfare through my daughter, and I could see the need, and I like causes. And it was never a cause that I actually thought I would get involved in.
Yeah.
But once you got involved and you actually saw what you were doing and how you were changing those lives, it's like the mafia. You don't get out. so I've never actually got out of it. And, you know, it is heartbreaking. You know, people, I couldn't do that. It's so heartbreaking. You toughen up. You do toughen up. But, you know, when a dog goes home and you see a dog that was abandoned on the side of the road and was in terrible condition, and the next thing it's living in Danefern or some fancy place, it makes you feel
quite rewarding.
Yes.
So you must get a lot of people who come and say, listen, please, can you take this puppy or dog or pregnant?
At least 15 a day.
A day.
Yes.
And how many can you take?
Well,
you've got to try and move.
Yes.
You know, it sounds actually quite disgusting, but it's a business. You've got to turn over.
Yes, you have to. And, you know, the more you can adopt, the more you can take in, and the
course.
More you can save. So we have to look at that, because there's only so much we can house. There's only so much, as far as staff goes, that can look after these dogs. It's no use having 300 and you can't look after them.
Of course.
So we try. Our ideal number would be about 55, 60.
And
does that ever happen?
No.
So we're looking at up to 120.
Oy,
and do you find that there are a lot of people that come to you and want to adopt a dog? Are people interested in that kind of thing?
Yes, we're very, very lucky there. So we have a lot of people coming on the weekends, and they are adopting. I think this weekend we adopted about 19 or 20.
Beautiful.
So, but you also go through phases. So you'll go through a phase, like in November, people are planning for holidays. That's always a problem.
So most of the time they're coming to try and give you dogs.
Yes.
And the last thing you ever want to do is have to put one down as well, Tracy.
Exactly. That's the last thing you ever want to do.
Yeah.
Ever.
Also, you are one of the only very few that rehabilitates pregnant dogs.
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, that's also, I mean, you don't know how big the litter is going to be.
No, you don't. And also, a lot of these mothers are coming to us. They haven't been vaccinated. They're malnourished. So you've actually got to look after
cost.
The mom.
Yeah.
You've got to look after the mother plus the puppies. And there's a lot of problems that come from that people don't realize. A lot of these pregnant moms are coming from homes.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And people haven't got the...
Haven't got them spayed and those kind of things.
And they don't know how to look after the puppy, so you'll end up getting these moms and pups that are in bad condition.
Okay, so Tracy, where are you at the moment? What are you trying to do to improve the facilities?
Yes, so
how can we try and assist?
Okay, what we're doing is we're taking a different approach. Okay. You know, everybody's battling. Nobody's got money to actually assist.
Yes.
The charities are relying on people. And I think now we have to take a different approach. We've got to become self-sufficient. Now, we've been trying to do this for quite a few years, but it's not as easy as it sounds. So what we've got in the pipeline at the moment is we're actually starting a second-hand shop. Okay. Because people have got stuff they want to get rid of. You know, we can actually convert that into cash and use that for our vet bills and for our food bills and staff. So we're in the process of doing that. It's not officially open. We're hoping to open by the end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very exciting project. And we're asking people for Mandela Day, clean out your stuff. Spring's coming, clean out your stuff, bring it to us.
So anything?
Anything. Absolutely anything.
Okay.
And that's a very nice initiative.
All right.
Other than that, we actually got a walk park that we're trying to get done. We've got a party venue that we're trying to get done. And that will just start bringing in money. And if we can become more self-sufficient,
all right,
you know, it will just help more puppies.
Of course. So Pat, you're building this, you're trying to build an area, I suppose, to sell all of these goods.
Yes. So what we know, we're not doing it on our premises. We're okay. actually doing it outside the premises. First of all, we're not zoned for that.
All right.
And also, we want to at the shelter, we want to concentrate on the puppies, not on a second-hand shop.
Of course.
So we're actually going in conjunction with another rescue, Mama Kazi.
Okay.
And we're actually going to do it together. So between us, we can actually run the shop. It doesn't just fall on us.
Fantastic. Well, Hot Cares have looked at everything. And apparently you'll be needing some IRB sheeting, some cement, other building supplies to complete the party venue.
Yes.
And the picnic area.
Yes.
Correct. Okay. So Hot Cares would like to donate 10,000 rand.
Oh, thank you.
To you. And hopefully that's going to
go so. You know, with the IBR sheeting, we can actually finish the roof and we can actually open the party venue.
Oh, brilliant.
Well, there we go. Isn't
thank
that amazing?
You so brilliant.
Much. There
you.
We go. So it's our contribution, and please carry on doing the brilliant work that you do.
Thank you. We will.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's a mafia. I'm not getting out anytime soon.
Brilliant. He's glad we can help.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And whereabout are you in Chartwell?
So we above Chartwell. We just off the R114.
Okay.
Where Croc City is in Kaltera.
Yes.
There's a little sand road. Off that sand road, 500 meters down the road, and it's very safe there.
Okay, so do yourself a favor, go and visit the Animal Ark Rescue Center in Chartwell. Tracy Otto, carry on the great work, and glad that we were able to assist you with a little bit of something from Hot Cares.
Thank you, we really appreciate it.
Tracy.
Thank you.
Tilburg's hottest breakfast show.
Sasha Martiningo, Andy Levy, John Wallen, Simon Hill, Lettuce Sitoli.
Weekdays from 6 to 9.
On Hot 91.9.